Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1554. Visible translated text is as follows. Panny at that time, and whose business it was to secure and obtain supplies for the National Pencil Company. That it was his practice to write out the requisition, sign it with his name, and send it by an apprentice to the place where he desired to secure the supplies. That it was the practice and custom of Mr. Becker to sign the requisition, send the original to the place where he secured supplies, and retain a carbon duplicate thereof in his own office on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. That the said duplicate requisitions were contained in pads, which remained in his own office on the fourth floor of the pencil factory from the time Becker first entered the employ of the National Pencil Company to January 1, 1912. That he was allowed to obtain supplies without the sanction or authority of anyone else in the factory. His department being entirely independent from other departments and the requisition being sent out through his office without passing through anyone else. That it was his practice to keep his pads of duplicate requisitions in his office, and after having no other use for same, to send them down the basement of the factory with other trash. That the serial number in said note, namely 1018, corresponds to the serial number of a requisition made on the Cotton States Belting and Supply Company, by said Becker, in 1909, the preceding serial numbers being 1016 and 1017, being dated September 10th, 1909, and serial number 1019. The one immediately following the sheet on which Conley wrote, being dated October 6, 1909. We had heard before the trial that certain strands of hair were found on a lathe on the second floor of the National Pencil Factory, in the metal room. These strands of hair we never. Our recollection is that when the hair was asked for during the trial, it was reported by the solicitor that it was lost. Our information is that the solicitor and his assistants say that the hair is lost and cannot be found. When it was lost, these deponents do not know. But we do know that they have never had any opportunity to see the hair itself. Nor did we know that there was in existence or had been obtained off of the head of Mary Fagan hair, with which the hair could be compared that was found on the lathe. We did make an extensive inquiry among the employees of the factory, seeking information about this alleged hair, and the